A candidate who's put New Hampshire at the very center of his campaign, Chris Christie, is riding high at the moment. The Paris attacks have given Christie's campaign, which has always stressed a muscular approach to combating terrorism, some fresh relevance. And Christie's backing by the New Hampshire Union leader has brought his campaign fresh attention. But there's another thing helping Christie, and that's his patient and dogged wooing of voters. NHPR's Josh Rogers was with Christie as he worked the room at a Londonderry restaurant yesterday. He has this report.
The fact that Chris Christie has spent lots of time in New Hampshire was clear the moment he stepped in the door at Janie's Cafe.
See you again.
Good to see you again.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Christie was greeting Bob Fesch, the longtime GOP lawmaker, is the kind of guy Christie's counting on to boost his campaign and the kind of guy Christie's been courting methodically for months.
Nice guy. I just like him, period.
And Fesch's verdict, which would have been rare as recently as a few months ago, is a common one these days. Voters like Londonderry local Paul Mondello says the more he's seen of Chris Christie, the better he likes him.
His ability to articulate on a multitude of subjects is supreme. He doesn't repeat himself. He flows in his conversations. He flows in his presentations.
And Christie's flow in wooing local Republicans has been steady and uninterrupted. Regardless of where he's been in the polls, Christie's worked hard to build personal connections with Republicans here, with meetings, calls, personal text messages, and the occasional hug.
Oh, man, that's all good.
That was Christie after a nuzzle with Mary Griffin, a state rep from Windham and a fixture at GOP events for decades.
I wish
it's
you
great
well.
To see you. Thank you. We're working hard. We're working
when
hard.
When are you going to come to Windham, a little small town?
Well, you know, I just was there. I just did a town hall meeting there last week.
Christie spent more time in New Hampshire than any of the leading GOP contenders and held 36 town hall meetings and counting.
Would you mind if we get a picture?
Not at all. Come on.
How many times you've had an opportunity to take a picture with me?
Yeah, let me tell you, how many more? I don't have a lot more, by the way, in the next 70 days.
I want to see you in the White House.
Good. Let me tell you. Good luck with everything.
So, Governor, how many people here do you think you've sent text messages to?
In this room? I'm not exactly sure, but there's definitely a few here that I've sent text messages to, but not a majority in this room, at least.
In this room, on this day at least, was full of the positive energy any campaign would want. Whether all the backslapping and good cheer persists will be up to voters and to Christie. Polling indicates the New Jersey governor still got plenty of work to do. But as he made his way out of the restaurant, Christie was bullish on his chances, remarking, "I always make new friends." He's got 9 more weeks to do so in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.